Hello everyone, I just want to talk about a little interesting thought process that I've been going through lately, and it has to do with self-excavation. Now, when buildings are being built, especially tall buildings, then their foundation has to go deep, and therefore their excavation for that foundation has to go really deep. And I feel like we also as people need to go down deep inside and figure out what is keeping us from going up high, what has formed our ceilings in terms of false beliefs or other limitations that may have come our way, especially due to trauma. Now, I did a bit of research on my own and my, you could call it my own excavation, and I found out that I could have had trauma from inside my mother's womb. In other words, while I was still within my mother's womb, she was stressed and had many cares, especially out of financial issues and probably trying to balance her marriage and the possibility of another girl. She was trying for a boy. I'm the fifth girl, and I think she really wanted the marriage to work by having a boy. Now, if you have an African, especially an African background, or even other nations or continents, you will understand the value that is placed on the boy child. And for my parents, they had particular pressure from my father's mother, my grandmother, and grandfather to have a boy because girls were not considered as children. In other words, if you had a boy, I mean, you had a girl, you didn't have a child. So all these stresses happening within her, and it affected my psyche and the brain development, and it could have caused trauma as well as infiltration of spirits of rejection and hurt. Now, we have African women right now at the cusp of this civilization in the 21st century. Women who are capable, who are employed, have financial freedom, have careers, but are yet still in abusive marriages. And I ask myself, why? Now, listening to these stories, and some of them are even on YouTube, we find that women can have emancipation of all forms they want, but if they don't have true value for themselves, for who they truly are, valuing themselves from within, there's nothing external that will fill that void, and that is why they end up still being abused in relationships by their partners, men who are battering them physically, emotionally, and spiritually, even financially. Now, emotional abuse is quite common among men in marriages, but also this could be through a bond that has been created through trauma. So trauma bonding is where you come together with your spouse out of a space of an unhealed trauma. In other words, you're not whole, and you're coming together because of the connection of the mutual trauma that you went through. In this particular story that I listened to, this lady had trauma from an abusive parent who was a father abusing her mother, and her mother had to leave when she was only 3. The same case with the person she got married to. He had come from an abusive parent heritage. So we have very educated women, but women who are still battling from trauma. And of course, the trauma that is caused while your child is very hard to detect, especially if it's below the age of 3, because you don't remember a word spoken. You don't remember whether you were spanked or physically abused or sexually abused. You don't know exactly what happened. But it is important that you dig deeper and ask God to show you which area of trauma did you suffer from. Was it abuse? Was it, well, they say it's trauma and abuse. Or was it even neglect? Because that could be as bad as trauma. That's what in her book Oprah says. In her book What Happened, she's co-authored it. Now, I came across a podcast with Gabor, Dr. Gabor Maté, and he talks about how Prince Harry was not hugged when his mother, Princess Diana, died. When the news was broken to him, he just got a pat on the knee from his father, who said to him, "Your mother's been involved in an accident. She didn't survive, but it's going to be okay." And he was left alone. Now that was dangerous, and that formed trauma. I understand also that Hillary Clinton, at the age of 4, was forced to face her bullies by her mother. Her mother told her, while she had gone to seek help from her because she was being bullied, her mother said to her, "Now go out and fight for yourself." And apparently it formed an unhealthy resiliency. It's supposed to be a strong thing or an attribute of strength when you're resilient. But what happened is she walled up. In other words, she formed a wall around her and has been impenetrable, and apparently has caused her to be unrelatable. A lot of people are walking around with trauma. I hear that even in another podcast episode, it was actually identified that Donald Trump had suffered verbal abuse from a young age, and his coping mechanism had been a certain way, and that is why he has the unique tendencies or unique style that he has. I'm sure you know what I mean. It can come across as rather abrasive. Now, a lot of families do not talk about their fears of trauma and what the effect of that trauma caused. And you see it being passed on from generation to generation, where the same traits are replicated. But nobody understands that they're responding to a trauma. So there's yelling and fighting, and especially yelling, it tends to be accepted in the family. Ask yourself, what traits am I exposing or exhibiting that are a response to trauma, or am I doing something because that is how I was raised? And if you are raised by a parent who went through trauma like my mother did, she actually suffered trauma at a young age, and I won't go into details of that, but one of the things she told me is that instead of being allowed to go to high school, her father, my grandfather, had told her to go and cultivate virgin land. Now, to her, that was so shocking and was a sign of rejection or abandonment, because it seemed to her that if you love me as a father, you're going to pay my school fees. You're going to send me to school. But instead, he sentenced her to being a casual laborer. Now, if you've undergone trauma, you must be in a position to share it with somebody. And even better still, go for therapy. Some of the things we've committed as habits, and bad habits specifically, are a response to trauma. It's a way of coping. Some of it is obvious: alcoholism, drug addiction, but some of it is not so obvious, and you need to unearth why you do what you do, especially if it is a bad habit. It is something that is an addiction. It has temporary pleasure but long-term destruction. It's also important to note that our physiology, our bodies, are connected to our mind, our will, and our emotions. So if you have a wrong thinking pattern and you're feeling the wrong emotions like anger or bitterness, hurt, resentment, it's going to seep into your body and your cells could end up being damaged or malfunctioning, not producing the right kind of environment for your immune system. So that way you end up being unwell, but it's really due to stress or a trauma or something that has been caused by a wrong set of beliefs. So for instance, a child who's been bullied in school may end up believing that they are just not worthy of love. Their uniqueness is not appreciated. Maybe they are bullied for being too chubby, for instance. Their self-image is that they are not beautiful or they are not attractive. And so whenever they are in a position where they have to stand in front of people, they're stressed out. And that anxiety can cause not just an emotional breakdown, but also a physical response where our bodies start to emit chemicals or hormones that are not helping us to deal with the way our bodies are built to operate, but rather they slow down the normal activity of your body, therefore giving room for sickness and disease. So it's important that you understand your triggers and where they came from. Where do you end up finding yourself breaking down? What normally is the situation or circumstance around it? And then most importantly, where did that come from? What makes you react like that? Now, what God has shown me is that your healing will come as you're moving, as you're going, as you're continuing with your life. But you must acknowledge that there is something there that needs treatment. It could be therapy. And don't confuse something that comes from an emotional or abusive past with something demonic, because if it is a demon, it cannot go through therapy. Demons must be cast out. Understand when a demon is speaking. There's sometimes that you do something and you say, I don't know what came over me. Perhaps there's a demon. And demons need to be cast out. When you break down in a moment of weakness, sudden anger, impulsive behavior, what is really going on there? It could be a response to trauma, but maybe also a demon or a spirit found its way through an evil spirit because of the emotions that you entertained, emotions that stuck with you, such as hurt, pain, rejection, abandonment. And those emotions festered and caused an entity to take advantage of that environment to reside in you. I know that sounds a bit scary, but there is help and there is hope. Now, sometimes we have to undergo certain traumas to fulfill our destiny. And that strength that you build from surviving a trauma ends up becoming your life mission or your purpose. Joseph in the Bible, he had these brothers whom he shared his dream of rulership with, and they were not amused, as you can imagine. They were much older than him. Some of them had families already, and they did not see how he had the audacity to suggest that he could rule over them. So what do they do? In a bid to silence him or just get rid of him, they sold him. But initially they wanted to kill him. So they told his father that he had been killed, but Joseph had to go through a process. And whatever trauma he went through by being put in a pit, first of all, you can imagine being aware that there's a plot to kill you by your own blood relatives. And then on top of that, being sold to a faraway country, going far away from your father, far away from your sibling. Now, whatever it caused him, it was still part of his process because he got over it. Well, we don't know whether he fully got over it, but by the time his brothers are coming, he's still emotional about it. But in a sense, he hadn't forgiven them fully, but he had understood why what happened had to happen, because he tells them, you may have meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. In other words, the reason why you sold me could have come from an evil space, but I had to go through this so that I could rescue you from hunger because of the famine. So even in our lives, we go through certain things so that we can then be able to shoulder humanity, to move humanity forward in an area that has been our weakness, in an area that has caused us anguish and pain, deep sorrow and tribulation. Sometimes this sense of unacceptance that you have from people can be so far-reaching that it causes you stress that somebody does not accept you. But sometimes it's necessary that you're not accepted by one set of people so that you can liberate another set of people, so that you can move to the right territory that will cause you to be acceptable to an even larger group of people. So how do you identify whether you have had trauma? One of the ways is you notice what music you identify with. For me, as a teenager, I self-identified with rock and metallic, and the lyrics can tell you what you're professing over yourself. Songs like Stupid Girl, All Your Life's a Waste, point out to somebody who is depressed. Because why would you say your life is a waste, or somebody who does not appreciate themselves or see any value of themselves? So just look back to what music you listen to, what music you resonate with, what are the lyrics saying, because that is your self-talk, that is the confession that we have to ourselves, toward us. And so you must change that confession to something positive and linked more to the word of God and what it says about you, that you're a conqueror, that you're able, that you can put to flight 10,000. So be careful to guard your ear gates and your eye gates as well. What are you watching? What are you listening to? Feed yourself with positive things. But also it's good to detect the negative early, so that you're not just trying to drown it in positivity. Find out, why is it that you have those gloomy seasons, and why is it that you have those dark lyrics playing in your head? Well, that's it for now. If I come across anything else that touches on trauma, spirituality, physiology, psychology, and emotions, I will be sure to share. Bye-bye for now.